Are you satisfied where you are at in your life? I'll say this, and we get to it. It's more important to be in the barn than what you put in the barn. And Larry, he's a grinning. He's always talking to me about that when he comes out there at the Hallelujah Chainsaw Shop. And he sees I've got a little more junk. It's more important that you're in the barn than what you put in the barn. Are you satisfied? Ecclesiastes, the preacher, chapter 2, Solomon. I said in mine heart, go to now, and I will prove thee with mirth. Therefore, enjoy the pleasures, and behold, this is also is vanity. I said, laughter, it is mad, and that mirth, what doeth it? I sought in my heart to give myself to wine, yet acquainting my heart with wisdom, to lay hold of folly, till I might see what was that good for the sons of men, which they should do under the heaven all the days of their life. And I made me great works, and I builded me houses, and I planted me vineyards. I made me gardens or chariots, and I planted trees in them of all kinds of fruits. And I made me pools of water through where therewith the wood and bringeth forth trees. And I got me servants and maid servants. And I had servants born in my house. Also I had great possessions of great and small cattle above all that were in Jerusalem before me. I gathered me also silver and gold, and a peculiar treasure and of the kings of the providence. And I get me men singers and women singers and the delights of the sons of men and musical instruments that of all sorts. So I was great, increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. Also was wisdom remained with me. And whatsoever my eyes desired, I kept not from them. I withheld not my heart from any joy. For my heart rejoiced in all my labor, and this was my portion of all my labor. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought and all the labor that I had labored to do. Now I'm going to stop right there just for a minute. I want you to realize this is a man here that God had given wisdom. He had knowledge more than any man on earth. At that time, he walked with wisdom. He understood how to use the knowledge that he had. This was a man, I believe, that was older and getting ready to die and go on to be with the Lord. And he sat back and looked at all of what he'd done. And he talked about how he'd made vineyards, and he had every kind of tree of every fruit. He had treasures. He had cattle more than anybody before him in Jerusalem. He had done all these things, and he'd say, me, I've done this, and I've done that, and I've got this, and I've got that. And he'd gained all these things through his life. He'd built up, and there's nothing. I want you to understand something. There's nothing wrong with having things. There's nothing wrong with having things. But when you put your trust in the things that you have more than you do God, when you put your faith more in the things you have than you do God, and you're more concerned about the things that you've gathered and built up more than you are God, then it is wrong. So this man, he stands back and he looks back at all the things he gained. And I believe he gained a whole lot. He was one of the... made Israel the wealthy country that the nation that it was. I believe a whole lot of that was wisdom, knowing how to make money. But all I believe Solomon was pretty good at taxing also. But listen, he gained all these material things. And he looked back on it, and he's at the end of his life. And I had labor to do, and I behold, all was vanity and the vexation of the spirit. And there was no profit
under the sun. And I want to talk about vanity just a minute. Now, I kind of looked up the definition before, but I forgot. And how, what the definition of the Strong's, it's unsatisfactory. So I want you to know there's no satisfaction in none of the things that you gather up. Solomon looked back and all the things he'd gathered through his life, all the things he'd built up and piled up in his barn, he looked back on them and none of it was worth anything. He'd got no satisfaction out of any of it. I want you to know those things only last for a moment or time. You go and buy a new car. We all like to have, I'd love to have a new car. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'd like to have something that I could drive to Nashville and not be worried about it. But you get in that new car and it's got that new car smelled on it. Who don't like that? Who don't like having a Cummins motor and a Dodge truck? Where's these young men? I like them. I ain't gonna lie to you. I like it. I like having that power on that hood. I like feeling that. I like all these things. I like old chainsaws. I like this and that. Me is gathered up too many chainsaws, ain't it, Larry? He'll come out there and he'll say, you're going to have to tear down your barn, preacher, because he looks around at all the junk I've got. But listen to me, all of this stuff is just stuff. I promise you, after you make a payment or two on that new car, it won't smell as good the next time you get in it. I promise you, when you write that check out and you go put it in the mailbox for $750 or $1,000, whatever they are now, I'd be afraid to say it's been a while since I've had one, but when you write her out yonder and you fill her out and you sign your name, I bet it won't smell as good when you get in it. I bet you won't think she drives as well as it did. That new house that you had to have that you couldn't get around no way, gotta have it. Gotta keep up with the Joneses. I want to look as good as they do. I promise you, after you stay there a year, it won't be near as nice as it once was. When you're wondering how you're going to make your next payment and all these things begin to worry you, I want you to know these things will never satisfy you. I know I've tried it. I used to look for the next toy, the next gadget, and I can't say that I'm out of it yet. But I want you to know the same writer is where we're going to take our text in Proverbs. In the 27th chapter and the 20th verse, it says, hell and destruction are never full, and it ain't. So are the eyes of man that are never satisfied. I want to ask you today. Now you sit here, you may sit here and say, well, I'm just content as I can be. Are you? Are you satisfied in the condition that you're in today? Does your eyes, are they satisfied? Do you never see nothing that you want? Nothing that you'd like to build up? Nothing that you'd like to gather into your little roost or into your barn? I want you to know I still ain't over that yet. Some of you may be further along than me. I ain't got there yet. Solomon, it seemed like he had a problem with it. Amen. And this was a man full of wisdom. This is a man smarter than me. This is a man, I'll be honest with you, smarter than you. Amen. God give him wisdom. Nobody had ever seen wisdom or glory like him until Jesus walked on the face of the earth. This is a man that knows, and his wisdom hadn't left him. That's what he said. It hadn't left his heart. Because so he was able to look back and saw what he'd done through all of his life. All of his life he served building up these things. And he left out a whole lot of God into that. I want you to know he had men servants. He had women servants. He had concubines. He had, I forget how many wives and how many concubines. This man had it all for his physical things. The Queen Sheba had heard about it. And she traveled to come to see all the wisdom and the things he had. Because he had so much. Listen to me. Honey, all those things, when he looked back on them, he said they was unsatisfactory. They didn't satisfy him. There's no being satisfied in material things. The Apostle Paul said he had learned to be content in whatever state he was in. He said, I believe he told Peter, he said, having food and rain, let us be content in whatever state we're in. Listen to me, God will provide you food. He will provide you clothes. And He'll take care of you. But be satisfied with the small things. I don't want to be like Solomon. I don't want to be at the end of my days when I look back at the end of my life and all I can look back on is this material thing and that material thing, this thing I had to have and this thing me done and this thing I done and this thing I built it up. I don't want to be that way. I want to be able to look back. I pray I'll be able to look back and be able to say, Lord, I served You. This You done for me, Lord. This You done for me, Lord. I didn't do nothing, but You gave me this, Lord. I want you to understand something today. That's some satisfaction in that. If you can get to that point to being content. I've said it before and I'll say it again. My brother-in-law, if you looked at him, Lee Willis, and I don't believe he'd mind me saying this. I love the man and he loves me and it's the truth. You look at him, he drives a little Ford pickup, humping down the road. You just think he ain't got two pennies to rub together. I want you to know he's one of the happiest men I know. You know why? He's content where he's at. He ain't worried about the next car. He ain't worried about the next vehicle. He ain't worried about the next piece of land. He ain't worried about having more cattle than his neighbor. He ain't worried about all these things. He's happy. He's happy. And I'll tell you something. He's probably got more money than the man does with a big house, the man with a fancy car, and the man with all the cattle. You ain't got to keep up with the Joneses to be happy. But if you set your life goals as piling up material things and that's the only thing that's going to make you happy, you will never be satisfied. Your eyes will always lust for the next thing. You always want that next vehicle. You always want that bigger house. You always want that next fishing pole, that next gun. You always want. And I'll tell you something else that I also get you into. You'll want that next man. You want that next woman? He said he'd help back nothing his eyes desire. That's what he said. How do you think he ended up with so many wives and how many concubines? Because he saw, and you know, his daddy wasn't the best influence for that. I want you to realize him and his mom, there were some things went on with them, and I want you to know it's not the best influence. We do need to be a good influence in front of our children and those that were around. I didn't know how to go about this. Still don't know how to go about it. I don't know how to preach, brother. I don't. I tell you what, I know one that does. And that's the one we got to depend on. 1 John chapter 2. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of the world. Listen to me. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes. What did he say? He had held nothing back from his eyes. What did he say over there in Proverbs? He said, a man's eyes is always never full. He'll never be satisfied. There's always that next thing that you're going to want. There's always going to be something out there that's going to get your attention away off God and on the things of the world. And I want you to know there's no different for any of us. So this man, he's at the end of his life. He's looking over the things he'd accumulated, and he decided they was all vanity. Paul said all the degrees and everything he learned and everything he built up, he counted it all dung. I want you to realize all the things of this world will never do you no good. The only thing that's going to matter in your dying day is whether you know God. Whether what you've put in the barn ain't going to matter. It's whether you're in the barn. Amen. Y'all pray for us. Amen. Luke chapter 12.
And this is where y'all knew I was going, and the Lord knew I was going to have to go here too. But listen, he said he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain man brought forth plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where I shall bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do. I will tear down my barns and build greater, than there will I bestow my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thy rest and eat, drink, and be merry. Oh, he done gained all he felt like he needed to. He was at a place now he could just enjoy the labors. That's what Solomon said. He looked back on his labors and he was able to, I thought he'd be able to take joy in that. But when it got down to it, it was all vanity. Listen, but now I believe this man is talking about a lost man. We was talking about somebody saved earlier. Listen to me, lost spirit person today. All the things that you're worried about of this world, you need to get them off your mind and just focus on God. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. And I'm going to read a little further here in a minute if the Lord permits. But listen to me. Here's another man. He didn't know he was at the end of his life. Like Solomon, he felt like he'd reached at the end of his years. Brother James said earlier, he said he ain't got much longer to go. You're right, brother. You don't, and neither do I. I don't know how long you got or how long I got, but I know we got right now. Lost person, that's all you've got. God is right now. This day your soul shall be required of thee. Don't be a fool. As the Bible says, the fool in his heart says there is no God. And I want you to know, unto them that don't believe, the preaching of the gospel is foolishness. But unto us which believe, it is the power of God unto salvation. So this man, he done so well, he done so good, that he just tore down his barns. I'm going to tear them down and I'm going to build bigger ones, better ones, that can hold all my material things that I've built up. I'm more worried about the riches of this world, of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, than I am God. He was worried about what he's putting in the barn. And he said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life of what you shall eat, neither what you for the body, what you shall put on. For life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, and they neither sow or reap, which neither have a storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are you better than the fowls? And which of you, will taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? If you then, being not able to do that thing which is the least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, that they grow, they toll not, and they spin not. Yet I say unto you, what Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. And in all of what he had, he said, I want you to know, even the lilies of the field are arrayed more than Solomon with all the things we told you about he had. And he said, consider if then God so clothed the grass which is of the day in the field, and the morrow's cast into others, how much more would it clothe you? He's talking about spiritual things now. You got to get your mind off the physical things and get them on the spiritual things. This name, this prosperity gospel we hear all the time, people say if you believe, God will take care of you. He'll give you everything. I don't believe that.
I believe he still says a man won't work, he shouldn't eat. I believe what the Word of God says. I believe Lazarus was a beggar. And I want you to know, so don't say the righteous. You never saw the righteous begging bread. Honey, he begged. He laid at the gate of the rich man and he begged. He was a beggar. But he didn't beg spiritually. He was saved by God's grace. We have to separate the physical things from the spiritual things. How much more we clothe ye over ye, little faith? Seek ye not what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be doubtful minded. Of a doubtful mind. For these things do you, the nations and the world seek after. And your Father knoweth that ye have, he knows we have to eat. He knows we have to drink. And he will take care of that. But we don't have to have everything of this world. But rather seek you the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. You're saying, well, you keep telling us it's more important about being in the barn, it is what you put in the barn. And I'm fit to go read that to you. In Matthew chapter 5, I want to read there first. In 6, it says, blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Amen. Honey, you want to get filled up? Harper's is a good place to go eat, and you get all you want. If you get that big plate, they'll just keep packing it to you. You can eat till you're sick, but it'll never fill you up like what God can. Amen. He can fill you up till your cup overrunneth. He can satisfy you. I'm going to have to flip over there. And then I ain't going to be much longer. The parable of the sower. We'll read it. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed his seed in the field. And while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and he went his way. But when the blade was sprung up, he brought forth fruit, and he appeared, and it appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder come and said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in the field? From whence then hast the tares? He said unto him, an enemy have done this. And the servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? And he said, nay, least while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. But listen what it says now. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I will say unto the reapers, gather ye together the first the tares and bind them up into bundles and burn them. Yeah. But gather the wheat into my barn. Now I want you to know, me and you that are saved by God's grace, we're the barn. Amen. And I'm going to tell you right now, the barn is heaven, we're the wheat. Amen. And I want you to know, honey, someday after a while, we're going to be gathered into his barn. Over to John's gospel, it says in my Father's house, there's many mansions. I used to think I'd be a little disappointed, Brother Barry, if I didn't get a mansion. But I've learned that that's talking about rooms. So it may be a lot of rooms in that barn. It may be a lot of stalls in that barn. Our Lord, I was born in a manger. Here a while back, I come in the door, and one of the sisters said, I left the door open. She said, was he born in a barn? I said, my Lord was. And I want you to know, honey, that's good enough for me. I don't mind spending time in one. Listen, I've heard some say, maybe he wasn't born in a barn. I find in the Bible, a stall was where they kept the oxen and asses when they escaped. A stall, I want you to realize that's the definition of a manger. It's a stall. It's where they kept the animals. Honey, he was born in a barn. And honey, he's in a barn right now. And honey, someday after a while, he was the first wheat that was gathered into that barn. And I want you to know someday after a while, if you've been saved by God's grace, we're going to be in the barn also.
Amen.
So is it not more important to be in the barn than what you put in the barn? Solomon looked back over his life, and he was a saved man. Don't look back, bud. I want you to have everything. I do. I pray someday you have a great big old house and a cattle on 1,000 hills. I do, but don't look back at the end of your life and say it's been about all this, because it won't be. I want to hear, well done, thy good and faithful servant. And the only way we're going to do that is let go of the world long enough and serve him.
Yep.
That I want you to know, Solomon was wise. He was a good king. He was. But he never would repent like his father did. If he just got himself in shape and saw, he did see, but he just kept going down that road. Don't keep going down the same road. I ain't gonna lie. I wish I had more material things. It'd be a lie to say I didn't. And it's good. I think it's good to leave your children something. I believe it's bad if you don't. The Bible says it. But you know what you need to leave your children? The knowledge of God.
Amen.
That's what their inheritance Amen. Should be. When they all they see is all you're worried about is working two jobs, all the overtime you get, and all you're worried about is how big your checking account is and how many nice cars you got and how big a house you got and keeping up with the Joneses, that's what they're going to notice about you. And no matter how much you tell them about God, they're going to say, that ain't how you lived your life. So there's nothing wrong with the material things. It really ain't. If you can afford them, I say go for it. If God permits it. But don't wait to the end of your life and look back. If you've never been saved, don't wait. Seek God out first. And all those things will be added unto you. He'll dress you in righteousness. He'll feed you the bread of life. And you'll drink from a fountain of water that springs up that is from everlasting life. Spiritually, you can be satisfied. And I'm not saying I'm satisfied there. I'm not where I want to be. And I'll be honest with you, I believe a lot of y'all are in the same boat. Or we wouldn't have started this service off like we did today. There's nothing wrong with prayer requests. But we ought to rejoice every once in a while. We ought to thank him for what he's done for us every once in a while. If all your kids ever done, Josh, was come to you, and Daddy, can I have this? Daddy, will you take care of this? Will you fix this, Daddy? Will you do this for me, Daddy? Will you do that? Can you take care of this, Daddy? Will you do this for me, Daddy? Will you do this? And they never said, thank you, Daddy, for loving me. Thank you for providing for me. I love you, Daddy. I love you for all that you've done for me. That's where it's at.
Amen.
So David said this, and I'll hush, Solomon's dad.
As for me, Psalm 17 and 15, I will behold thy face in righteousness, and I shall be satisfied when I awake in thy likeness. Are you satisfied? Are you content with the things God's let you have? Everything you've got, He's permitted you to have it.
That's right,
amen. He's gave it to you. Yep. He wants us to. I believe He wants us to be happy. I believe He wants us to have things. I believe He does. I believe He wants His children to be happy. But He don't want us to get consumed in those things. So you saying, preacher, don't tell my children to be satisfied. I want them to go to college. I want them to do the best they can. And you better be careful what you're wanting. Them children could go to college, and they could move to California, and they could raise your grandbabies where the gospel's never even been heard or hadn't been heard in years. You better be careful what you wish for and pray for. Best thing you can want for your children is them to grow up to be content with the things God's gave them. Be happy in whatever state they're in. Love the Lord. And at the end of their life, more importantly, at the end of yours, you can look back and know that you've done the right things. You've never been saved by God's grace. You don't worry about putting things in the barn. You need to be worried about being in the barn.
Amen.
That's my thought today. Church, listen to me. We need to get the spiritual different mind. We do. We come here. We need to come to serve God.
Amen.
Amen. We started Sunday school this morning. I thought it was on. Before Sunday got started, there's people gathered up here praying. Amen. I thought, boy, it's on today. You're going to get the rained out today. We need God.
Amen.
Let go of everything else just for a little while.
Yes.
Next time we gather here, come to serve the Lord. Don't let it be about us and all of our things. Let it be about Him.
Amen.
And if you'll do that, He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto Me. We need to lift Him up. I hope we've done a little bit about that today.
Amen.
It's all about Him. It's not about what we can get and what we get. As I say that, Larry, there's more junk in this hallelujah chainsaw shop. Let me get to where I concentrate more on this than the junk. All that does is clog up your lives. It clogs up your mind, and there's no satisfaction in it. You'll never be satisfied with the things of this world. If you're a child of God, Noah released the raven and it went out yonder and just strolled from one body carcass, I believe, floating to the next. And they released the dove and the dove come back and the Bible says it found no rest for its soul. You will never find no rest for your soul out there in this world. The lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes, all it's going to do is lead you down the same path it did Solomon. You'll never find satisfaction. It'll never be satisfactory in your life.
Amen.
It'll look good for a moment till the new smell's gone, till the payment book comes. It'll no longer look as well.